Ukraine's capital bracing. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, for a possible onslaught by Russian troops. Fox's Benjamin Hall is in Kiev.
This is a city around which the Russian noose is tightening. They control three sides of it. There's one way in and out. That's the southern part of the city. And there's widespread speculation that soon the Russians will try and cut that off. Whether or not they choose to come into the city is an unknown.
And this just breaking, the Russian state media says Russia's military will observe a ceasefire in two areas of Ukraine so civilians can't evacuate. President Zelensky was cheered by thousands of people in Prague in the Czech Republic Friday as he addressed European leaders virtually asking for more help. In a few hours, the Ukrainian leader will hold virtual meetings with some members of the U.S. Senate, asking them to pressure the Biden administration for more assistance. The U.S. still importing Russian oil. Secretary of State Antony Blinken claiming a ban would actually help Russia.
The immediate effect would be to raise prices at the pump for Americans and also to pad Russian profits with rising prices.
On average, gas prices increased a dime a gallon in the U.S. Friday, according to AAA. North Korea saber-rattling again with another missile test.
South Korea's military says it detected a presumed ballistic missile launch from near North Korea's capital of Pyongyang. Japan's military says they believe that missile flew nearly 200 miles before it landed in waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command issued a statement saying the United States condemns this launch and calls on the DPRK to refrain from further destabilizing acts. It also said the U.S. commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and Japan remains ironclad.
Fox's Sean Lanchel. It's not clear if it'll ever be carried out, but the Supreme Court has overruled a lower court order and restored the death sentence to Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. But President Biden has previously said he would seek to end the federal government's use of capital punishment. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The government says the gunman who killed his three daughters and a chaperone in California earlier this week should not have been in the country.
An Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman said David Mora overstayed a non-immigrant visitor visa issued just over 3 years ago. It's not clear when that visa expired. He shot and killed his daughters, ages 13, 10, and 9, and the person supervising his weekly visitation at a Sacramento church. Local authorities have not said how Mora got the gun he used. His ex-girlfriend and mother of the three girls had a restraining order on Mora after she said he threatened to kill her. It's not known if fear of deportation was the reason for Mora's deadly act. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Labor Department delivered a much stronger than expected jobs report on Friday.
We've learned that in February, our economy created 678,000 new jobs. 678,000 new jobs. Now, over the course of my presidency, our economy has now created 7.4 million jobs.
And President Biden claimed the drop in the unemployment rate to 3.8% was the quickest on record. Wages barely rose in February, but inflation did. New Jersey gambling regulators fining online betting company DraftKings 150 large for allowing a man to make online sports bets from his home in Florida by having a friend based in New Jersey place the bets for him. It's what's known as proxy betting. As part of the settlement, DraftKings also agreed to a series of corrective actions, including voiding 21 of the man's bets that were still pending, closing his DraftKings account, and better training for employees to allow them to recognize and prevent such activity in the future. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.